Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Mark Spolstra and the CD recorded live at Club 47 on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We heard a guitar instrumental, Dead Thumb No. 1. I recently read a wonderful new book by Stephen Petras and Ronald D. Cohen entitled Folk City, New York and the American Folk Music Revival. I was just a bit too young to travel to New York during the late 50s and early 60s to enjoy the folk revival. Folk City answers many of my questions in great detail. When I first visited Greenwich Village in the late 1960s, I found many of the performers had moved out of town or to California and points west. What I found were clubs catering to the tourist trade and mostly blues and rock bands performing. Just a few years earlier, the village was bustling with a bunch of coffee houses, cafes, and bars catering to the folk music crowd. Sing Out Magazine, founded by Irwin Silber, Pete Seeger, and Alan Lomax, began publishing in the village in May of 1950. For the next 2 weeks, we'll listen to some of the folk music which came out of New York City between the 1950s and the early 70s. Folk music was handled in a rather academic style in the 1950s, with performers who would be comfortable in a concert hall or a college folklore society. We'll open with Susan Reed, who was a singer and instrumentalist who accompanied her songs on harp, zither, and the ever-loving, an auto harp-related instrument played on her lap. Like many of these early performers, she was also an actress. We'll hear her version of He Moved Through the Fair from the CD Old Airs from Ireland, Scotland, and England from 1954. Susan Reed on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My young love said to me, your mother won't mind, and your father won't slight me for my lack of kind. He put his arms around me, these words he did say. It will not be long, love, till our wedding day. He stepped away from me and moved through the fair. I watched him fondly move here and move there. At last he went homeward with one star awake. As the swan in the evening moves over. Last night he came to me, he stole softly in. He his feet made no dint. He put his arms around me, these words he did say. It will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Old Bangum, will you hunting ride, Dillum Dong Dillum? Old Bangum, will you hunting ride, Dillum Down? Old Bangum, will you hunting ride, with sword and pistol by your side? Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. There is a wild boar in the wood, Dillum Down Dillum. There is a wild boar in the wood, Dillum Down. There is a wild boar in the wood. He'll eat your flesh and drink your blood. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. Oh, how may I that wild boar see, Dillum Down, Dillum. Oh, how may I that wild boar see, Dillum Down. Oh, how may I that wild boar see, just blow a blast and he'll come to thee. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. Old Bangum blew both loud and shrill, Dillum Down, Dillum. Old Bangum blew both loud and shrill, Dillum Down. Old Bangum blew both loud and shrill. The wild boar heard on Temple's Hill. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. The wild boar came with such a brash, Dillum Down, Dillum. The wild boar came with such a brash, Dillum Down. The wild boar came with such a brash, he tore his way through oak and ash. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. They fit from dusk till break of day, Dillum Down, Dillum. They fit from dusk till break of day, Dillum Down. They fit from dusk till break of day, and then that wild boar slunk away. Copy Kai, Kittle Down. Followed him to his den, Dillum Down, Dillum. Old Bangum followed him to his den, Dillum Down. Old Bangum followed him to his den and found the bones of a thousand men. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. Old Bangum drew his wooden knife, Dillum Down, Dillum. Old Bangum drew his wooden knife, Dillum Down. Old Bangum drew his wooden knife and robbed that wild boar of his life. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong. He left the carcass in the den, Dillum Down, Dillum. He left the carcass in the den, Dillum Down. He left the carcass in the den to rot with the bones of the thousand men. Copy Kai, Kittle Down, Killico Kong.
It ain't no use to sit and sigh now, darling, And it ain't no use to sit and cry now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, darling. Just wonder who's gonna buy you ribbons when I'm gone. So time's on the railroad getting hard, babe. I woke up last night and saw it snow. Remember what you said to me last summer. When you see me walking down that road. So it ain't no use to sit and sigh now, darling. And it ain't no use to sit and cry now. Tain't no use to sit and wonder why, darling. Just wonder who's gonna buy you ribbons when I'm gone. So I'm walking down that long, lonesome road. You're the one that made me travel on. But still I can't help wandering on my way. Who's gonna buy you ribbons when I'm gone? So it ain't no use to sit and sigh now, darling. And it ain't no use to sit and cry. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, darling. Just wonder who's gonna buy you ribbons when I'm gone.
Traveled around this country from shore to shining shore. It really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the weary farmer plowing his sod and loam. I heard the auction hammer just a knocking down his home.
But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the farmer sweated for.
I saw the weary miner scrubbing coal dust from his back, and I heard his children crying, we've got no coal to heat the shack.
But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the miners sweated for.
I saw the seamen standing idly by the shore, and I heard the owners saying, got no work for you no more.
But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the seamen sweated for.
Thank you. my brothers working throughout this mighty land. I prayed we'd get together and together make a stand.
And we hold those banks of marble.
The Weavers performed in New York City, and in fact they had meetings at Toshi Seeger's parents' home in Greenwich Village. That was from the reunion concert from 1963, and we heard The Banks of Marble from The Weavers on Vanguard Records. And before that, we heard from Paul Clayton. He was a very gifted folklorist, and he made lots of different recordings in many different styles. That was Who's Gonna Buy You Ribbons When I'm Gone from Paul Clayton. And if it sounds somewhat familiar, there was a lawsuit brought against Bob Dylan for taking some of that song and making it into Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Paul Clayton was on Bob Dylan's Greenwich Village, Sounds from the Scene in 1961 on Chrome Dreams Records. And before that, Richard Dyer Bennett called himself a minstrel. He played music from about 1949 into the 1960s. And we heard Old Bangum, a tune from North Carolina, recorded back in 1958 from his sixth recording, Songs with Young People in Mind. It's on Smithsonian Folkways Records from Richard Dyer Bennett. And we let off that set with Susan Reed from her recording Old Airs from Ireland, Scotland, and England. And we heard He Moved Through the Fair, and she was accompanied there by the instrument called the Everlovin'. She also played in the Cafe Society, and she played in Town Hall. She was quite popular in the 40s into the 50s. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are celebrating folk music from New York City this week and next. Lead Belly didn't have much of a chance to take advantage of the folk music revival. He died in 1949. But this is recorded back in 1948, and it's a tune that was allocated by a British rock and roll band. Here's Lead Belly on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Here come a so-called friend. So-called friend, the best place you want to see in, not out. When you're out, you shake a so-called friend's hand, you can't tell what it's all about. But when you get in, that's the place a so-called friend want to see you in. And you're what he asked his so-called friend. Friends, did you bring me silver? Friends, did you bring me the gold? What did you bring me, my dear friend? Keep them together for a long. What did you bring? What did you? What did you bring me to keep from gathered for? Hear what they said. I never brought you no silver, never brought you no gold, just come by to see you. Hung up in the gallows for long. I thought it, yeah, I thought it. You would come see me, hung up in the gallows for.
Want to tell you a little something about this winding, getting perfect tune. I done been all in California. Stayed there a whole month and had to come back here to Lake Jordan, New York. And I was sitting down by the lake one Sunday morning. Sun was shining bright. I was playing on my, knocking on my guitar. Didn't bit more know what I was playing. And this mic I'm standing before. And while I was knocking on the guitar, the words come to me just like that. Just like, and I couldn't have had no whistle whooping if somebody had jumped on me with a stick. And that song gave me then. And I began singing it ever since. This is song.
Happy I am. seem to be much to say about this. It's a song that Chippy Hill used to sing, who's an old blues singer. It's called Trouble in Mind. Trouble in mind, I'm blue. You know I won't be blue always. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Hail all alone at midnight. You know my light is burning low. Ain't seen so much trouble in my whole life before. Trouble in love is with me. You know it sure does clean my mind. And if you see me laughing, well, it's just to keep from crying. I'll go now to the river. Hell, I'll take my rocking chair. And if the blues don't quit me, well, I'll rock on away from there. Trouble in mind, I'm blue. You know I won't be blue always. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1639. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Mark Spolstra from his recording Recorded at Club 47 on Folkways Records from back in 1963, and we heard Dead Thumb Roll No. 2. And before that, we heard from Dave Van Ronk from the collection Down in Washington Square, and Trouble in Mind, recorded back in 1958 at a performance for the Folk Singers Guild. Down in Washington Square is on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, a very special recording made by Stephen Grossman when he was just 17 years old, the Reverend Gary Davis, live at Gertie's Folk City, February 1962. He had a chance to record three or four nights with the Reverend Gary Davis. We heard Oh Glory How Happy I Am along with the introduction there. The folks singing behind him were the New World Singers, including Gil Turner, Happy Traum, and Bob Cohen, 1962. And that's on Stephen Grossman's Guitar Workshop label. And we let off that set with Lead Belly, with Gallus Pole, a tune that about 30 years later would become a rock and roll standard of sorts when Led Zeppelin took it and put it on their third album. Gallus Pole was recorded in 1948. And we heard Lead Belly from The Bourgeois Blues, his collection on Smithsonian Folkways. We are listening to music from Folk City, which is New York City back in the 1950s and 60s. Martha Schlamm was an Austrian woman who during World War II was interred in England as an enemy alien and then emigrated to the U.S. in 1948. She was an actress and a singer of ethnic folk songs. And she performed at the 1959 Newport Folk Festival, and she did a tune which was somewhat unlike her repertoire. There's a Hole in My Bucket, Martha Schlamm along with Frank Hamilton on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Here is a song of rather less significance, but perhaps quite important if you want to make this particular point, if you want to show that men can be quite exasperating at times. Here is a good example.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole.
We'll fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. We'll fix it, dear Henry, we'll fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fix it, dear Liza? With what?
With a straw you shall fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw you shall fix it, dear Henry. With a straw.
The straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza. The straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Well, cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. For heaven's sake, Henry, cut it, cut it.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, dear Liza. The axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Well, hone it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, why don't you hone it, Henry? Hone it.
The stone is too dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, wet it.
Where is the water, dear Liza, dear Liza? Well, where is the water, dear Liza, the water?
In the bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. In the bucket, dear Henry, in the bucket, in the bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket. Oh!
Those of us who have taken part in what is known as the freedom movement did so for whatever motives we went. And there were many motives that took us there. I spoke to many. In my case, it was a Jewish commitment. In somebody else's, it was a general liberal commitment. Third fellow's case, it was a rebellion against his parents. But we came back with an experience that was shared. See, the curious thing that happened was that we went to help and teach, and we came back helped and taught ourselves. We were taught that hackneyed words such as freedom and justice and brotherhood, any politician will talk of them every day, meaningless words take on a new lease on life, and they mean, all of a sudden, mean something. Because you have to fight for them in each generation, over and over again. Come back and realize that it was only yesterday when you yourself, as a little boy, were dragged out into the streets and beaten bloody, and many people were shipped off never to return. And next door lived some very nice, white Gentile people who didn't join with those who beat us up, but they kept their windows closed and their curtains drawn. And today, when we talk of guilt, I don't know how guiltless they are. And we are in the position of those nice white people next door who can either open the windows and call a halt or just hide. So you stand in a little wooden church and you listen to a hymn that's been sung for generation and that meant heaven and sometime, and it means now. Oh, 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 freedom, oh, oh, freedom, oh, oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
O'Driscoll drove with a song, the wild duck and the drake, from the tall and tufted reeds of a drear heart lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark with the coming of night tide, and he dreamt of the long dim hair of Bridget, his bride. Then he heard it high up in the air, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. Then he saw young men and young girls dance in a level place, with Bridget his bride among them, with a sad and a gay face. The dancers gathered around him, and many a sweet thing said. An old man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve, away from the merry band, to old men playing of cards with the twinkling of ancient hands. And he sat and he played in a dream, and he thought not of evil chance, till one bore Bridget his bride away to the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his lips and his neck and his arms were drowned in her long dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards, and out of his dream awoke, and old men and young men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. Then he heard it, high up in the air, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay.
Is it the laughing eye, Eileen O'Roon? Is it the timid sigh, Eileen O'Roon? Is it the tender tone, soft as the stringed harp's moan? Oh, it is truth alone, Eileen O'Roon.
Song so sweet, Eileen Aroon. Who in the dance so fleet, Eileen Aroon. Dear are her charms to me, dear are her laughter free, dearest her constancy. Were she no longer true, Eileen O'Roon, what would her lover do, Eileen O'Roon? Fly with a broken chain far o'er the sounding main. Will in time decay, Eileen O'Roon.
beauty must fade away, Eileen Aroon. Castles are sacked in war, chieftains are scattered far. Truth is a fixed star.
Back when the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem in person at Carnegie Hall was originally released back in 1963, that particular medley was cut down to just the W.B. Yeats poem, O'Driscoll, the Host of the Air. But with the release of the reissue of the entire concert, we get to hear the entire medley, which was The King of the Fairies as well as Eileen Aroon, from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem in person at Carnegie Hall on St. Patrick's Day, 1963. The folks in this set were all actors as well as folk singers, and we heard from Theodore Bickel, who established the character of Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music and Teviot in Fiddler on the Roof. Well, he was also a wonderful singer, as we all know. We heard Oh Freedom, recorded back in 1965 in Los Angeles. That's from a collection called While I'm Here, a posthumous collection that was released this year on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from Martha Schlamm along with Frank Hamilton, and There's a Hole in My Bucket from the Newport Folk Festival 1959. We are listening to folk music from New York City this week and next. Next week, we're going to listen to the effect that Bob Dylan had on Greenwich Village and listen to some of the singer-songwriters that came out of that time. But the first great singer-songwriter who was living in New York City was Woody Guthrie. And he actually, in 1940, made a set of recordings for the RCA company that were called Dust Bowl Ballads. This is one of them, I Ain't Got No Home, recorded in 1940 by Woody Guthrie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. As I look around, it's mighty plain to see this world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Way high up in the Sierra Peaks, where the yellow pines grow tall, Sandy Bob and Buster Jiggs had a round of camp last fall. They took their horses and their running irons and maybe a dog or two, and they loud they'd brand all the long-eared calves that came within their view. Well, many a long-eared dogie that didn't hush up by day had his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way. Then one fine day, said Buster Jiggs as he throwed his seagull down, I'm tired of cow biography and allows I'm going to town. They saddles up and they hits them a lope, for it weren't no sight of a ride. And them was the days when an old cow hand could oil up his old insides. They starts her out the Kentucky bar at the head of the whiskey row, and they winds her up at the depot house some 40 drinks below. They sets her up and turns her around and goes her the other way. And to tell you the Lord forsaken truth, them boys got drunk that day. Well, as they was a-headin' back to camp and packin' a pretty good load, who should they meet but the devil himself come prancin' down the road. Now the devil, he said, you cowboy skunks, you better go hunt your hole, 'cause I come up from the hell's rim rock to gather in your souls. Said Buster Jiggs, now we're just from town and feelin' kinda tight, and you ain't gonna get no cowboy souls without some kind of a fight. So he punched a hole in his old throw rope, and he slings it straight and true, and he roped the devil right around the horns, he takes his dallies true. Old Sandy Bob was a Rietta man with his rope all coiled up neat, but he shakes her out and he builds him a loop, and he ropes the devil's hind feet. They threw him down on the desert ground while the irons was a-getting hot. They corrupt and swallow, forked his ears, and branded him up a lot. And they pruned him up with a dehorning saw and knotted his tail for a joke. Rode off and left him bellowing there, necked up to a lilac jack oak. Well, if you ever travel in the Sierra Peaks and you hear one awful wail, you'll know it's nothing but the devil himself raising hell about the knots in his tail.
You stick out your little hand at every woman, kid and man, and you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you do? And you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you hide you, heed you, hold you? How'd you hide you, hold you, heed you? How'd you hold you, heed you, hide you? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? So do 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 do. How'd you do? How'd you hold you, heed you, hide you? How'd you hide you, hold you, heed you? How'd you do? So do 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 do. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? So do 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 do. How'd you do? On my sidewalk, in my street, everybody that we meet, well, you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you do? And you wave it up and down. How'd you do? How'd you hold you, heed you, hide you? How'd you do? So doodle do you? How'd you hold you, heed you, hide you? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? So doodle do you? How'd you do? I feel glad when you feel good. You brighten up my neighborhood with your hold you, heed you, hide you. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you hide you, heed you, hold you? How'd you do? How'd you hold you, heed you, hide you? How'd you do, so doodle do do do? How'd you do, so doodle do do? How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you, how'd you, how'd you, how'd you, how'd you, how'd you do?
Singers with a connection to Woody Guthrie. And we just heard Ramblin' Jack Elliott from a recording made back in 1960. And we heard How'd You Do? That's on Fantasy Records. The recording is called Hard Travelin'. And before that, we heard from Cisco Houston, recorded back in 1952 for Folkways Records. We heard Tying a Knot in the Devil's Tail from Cisco Houston. That's from Classic American Ballads on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with Woody Guthrie from his collection Dust Bowl Ballads, recorded in 1940 for the RCA Record Company. And we heard I Ain't Got No Home from Woody Guthrie. Hope you've enjoyed part one of our program focusing on folk music coming out of New York City, based upon the book Folk City, New York and the American Folk Music Revival by Stephen Petras and Ronald D. Cohen. We'll move on into the 60s next week and listen to some of the musicians who were influenced by Bob Dylan. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1639.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger.